This is Apostle Thompson. Here we're in the resurrection season to celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. So I want to give you some meditations so you can make withdrawals from the finished work of Christ. Jesus Christ is the souls, and the cross is the means whereby we have been redeemed. But in life, we can draw from that finished work because that's where the blessing comes from. Now, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, Apostle Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Now, in order to understand the power of the resurrection, the power of the resurrection actually is the Holy Spirit functioning in his divine power. But in order to understand the resurrection, one must understand the crucifixion. What happened on that day? Well, he paid it all for us to be redeemed and for us to be able to live the good and abundant life to testify of his goodness. So this revelation is applicable to our everyday affair. If we understand it's by the Holy Ghost that Jesus rose from the dead, the very life and nature of God raised him from the dead. We were crucified with him, buried with him, and we are capable of living the resurrection life now. And so let's begin to think about that we're redeemed from the curse of the law, that we might be able to know the power of his resurrection. This is a man event, because when he rose, he defied hell and all demonical power and set the captive free. So I'm glad in this season where we celebrate, we know as Christian, we know. And if you're not born again, I ask you to please accept Jesus Christ right now as your personal Savior if you listen to this meditation. Well, this is a time that we rejoice. If you're dealing with any difficulties in your life and anything trying to hinder you, just plead the blood and thank God that through the finished work of Christ, you've been set free. This is a truth you must know. You must know the truth of what happened at Calvary and what the resurrection really means. It means that we are children of God, we're set free, and we can live and be led by his Spirit.